So we're talking here. I'm in Paris, and Noah is in Chicago, and Joe is in. Whereabouts exactly?
I'm in lovely Beverly Hills, California, where the cement ponds are, movie stars, all kinds of things like that. I'm in my home studio here.
How's the weather today?
The weather is gorgeous. It's going to be 90 degrees, and that's not bad for fall weather.
It's not bad at all. I'm in the wrong part of the world.
How's everything in Paris?
Oh, Paris is, I mean, who cares what the weather's like? You go shopping.
Good for you.
So tell us what you do, Joe.
Well, I do voiceovers. I'm a network promo announcer. So I work for the Fox Network. I do a lot of their comedies. I work for the NBC Network. I do most of their dramas. I can play you a little something here. Would you like to hear a little something?
That'd be great.
This would be we have a new show on NBC right now called Heroes, which is doing really well, and I do the promos for that. And I'm also the in-show announcer.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a phenomenon, and being called the hottest show on TV.
This is what you've been waiting for.
And Monday on Heroes, the clue that will define their destiny.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
That's what I do for Heroes. And then I do a much lighter thing over on the Fox Network.
When Marge Simpson gets two big enhancements, it's an all-new Simpson.
I do the Simpsons over there, and
Well, you must
King
be
of the
very
Hill,
busy.
and a bunch of the other comedies. So it's something to do.
So you've been using Source Connect for quite a while now. So how did you hear about it?
I heard about it pretty early on. A friend of mine, Paul Robey, who owns a studio here in Los Angeles called Future Post. So Paul called me one day and said, "Man, I just heard about something that you're going to be all over." And he told me about what Source Connect can do and the ability to do ISDN type, broadcast quality voiceover sessions over high speed internet. And I about, fell over because it really was exactly what I've been waiting for after doing promos for so many years since the early 90s over ISDN. I've been waiting for a product that would utilize high speed internet. So I contacted Source Elements right away, and I talked to John and Robert, and I think I was a little giddy, but I demoed the product, and I've been using it quite often.
And what hub were you using with it?
Well, actually, when I'm on remote, when I leave my studio and I need to connect with NBC or Fox, I use my wife's PowerBook, her Apple PowerBook, on the road, and I have an MBox 2, and I bring my Neumann U87 microphone with me. I'm just waiting for. I actually have a MacBook Pro. I'm just waiting for the Mac Intel version, to be released, which I understand is coming out quickly
Very
because,
soon.
I really want to move from the PowerBook to the MacBook Pro. I also have one of those dual quad towers, the new Mac Intel towers
Oh,
that I'm
yeah.
waiting to install in the studio, and I'm just holding off. It's just sitting here, glistening in the corner, waiting for Source Connect to release that Intel plugin.
We won't keep you waiting much longer, I assure you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, do you find Source Connect is easy to use?
Surprisingly, yeah. I'm used to. I use Telos Zephyrs for ISDN hookups, and they're very user friendly. And I was concerned. When I heard about the Source Connect plugin and how it works with Pro Tools, that it might be a little too techy for me. But once I installed it and brought it up, I was amazed at really how easy it is to use. And I'll never forget, first time I hooked it up and talked with you, and I think I had Robert on the line. It was just amazing how easy, it was to get going.
Yeah, that was back a year and a half ago. Since then, we've made Source Connect even easy to use. So how have you been using Source Connect?
Well, I use it when I'm out of town mostly, and I use it in unique ways. When I'm doing network promos, the whole idea about doing network promos is 90% of the job is just being available. So up until, the past year, whenever I would either be out of town on business, or on vacation, the first option was to try to book an ISDN studio wherever I was. Many times when you're on vacation, you know, you're in quaint little towns and there aren't any studios. So I would put an ISDN line, if it was available, into the hotel and then have them run it up to the room, you know, that I was in so that I can do sessions. Not that I would spend all day working, but, you know, if I dedicate maybe an hour a day, you know, that I could knock out some of the sessions and then everybody's happy. So I was patiently, you know, waiting for technology to catch up with my needs, and Source Connect came along and now allows me to use what's already there, the installed high-speed internet that's in most hotel rooms around the world. And so I'm really lucky. The first time that I used it, it has made it a lot easier. First time I used Source Connect was I was in Monaco, Monte Carlo, Monaco, south of France, and NBC had booked me for a session, and it was our first night in Monaco. We had just gotten in, and I didn't have ISDN. They really needed the session. I had brought the power book with me, with the M-Box, the microphone, because I knew I would be doing some work while I was on vacation. So I just plugged into the hotel internet in Monte Carlo, and I hooked up with NBC. It was 10 p.m., I think, in Monaco and something like 2 p.m. in Los Angeles, and the connection was solid. The session went without a hitch. Everybody was quite surprised that it had come off so easily. It's one of the first times we did it. And a lot of times, you see, the problem is NBC and Fox, for that matter, they don't have internet connections on their computers where they mix in their post rooms. So we have to use a bridge to be able to connect. They need to stay on ISDN, and then I can be on the Source Connect. We normally use bridges. So what I did for this session and what I've done since is I'll use Apple Remote Desktop on my portable computer wherever I am. For example, if I was in Monaco, I access my home computer, the studio computer, and open up Pro Tools via the remote desktop and launch the Source Connect plugin. And then I'll call myself using the Apple Remote Desktop from the home studio to the laptop and hook up a connection that way. And then NBC or Fox, they only have to dial in on my regular ISDN line, and boom, we got a connection. As they might say in Monaco, voila.
Yes, they would. So what's your opinion of the audio quality of the stream?
I think it matches, sometimes exceeds the sound that we get on ISDN. And the networks have been happy with it, so it's worked really really well for us.
So, is Source Connect replacing existing technologies for you?
I would say that it's not replacing, but now it's enhancing. Maybe Source Connect gives me a new and different way that I can connect with clients. But at the moment, for what we do and because of the infrastructure, we, at least in with my clients, I'm using ISDN on a day-to-day basis, and Source Connect just kind of enhances that when I'm away from ISDN.
So it's more enabling you to work in new ways.
Exactly. You know, I would never have the opportunity to do a session from a remote location without prior installation of ISDN. You know, I usually, when I go out on location, if we're going on a vacation or something like that, or on a business trip, I have to, a month out, order the ISDN and make sure that it's in, or find a studio, you know. So it has allowed me to pretty much just get to the location, plug in, open up the laptop, and go.
So how do you see Source Connect being used in the future?
Well, I hope that I get to use it more and more on a day-to-day basis. I would love to see ISDN phased out. I think that it will allow me to connect with a lot more clients who don't have ISDN. They have to book a studio on their end, and eventually they'll be able to be at their workstation, and we can do a connection from computer to computer and bypass ISDN. I think it would just open up a lot more work greater availability.
And you think there are going to be some new technologies spinning off these methods, sort of what's offered by IP technology?
Well, I hope so. I'm always looking. I was so thrilled to see Source Connect. I can't wait to see what's next. I think you folks at Source Elements have really got your finger on the pulse. And so I'm looking forward to whatever new technology comes around and immediately determining how I'm going to use it, because I'll be all over it.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, thanks for your time, Joe. If there's anything else you want to tell us, we've got our record button down.
All right. Well, I'm happy with how everything has worked with Source Connect. Like I said, it's opened up all kinds of new opportunities for me. It's made my job easier. I'm looking forward to the future. I think it'll just get better and better and better. I mean, there are issues from time to time with firewalls, but it seems like every time something pops up that may be a problem, it's being worked on. And just from the time that we started using Source Connect until today, it's amazing how it's advanced and how it's changed, and to the point now where you can pretty much plug in anywhere. So I just look forward to it getting better and better.
Oh, it's wonderful. Really, really glad that you're happy to make use of it.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, that's been great to have you. Thanks a lot for your time. And
all right.
Great.
Okay. Thanks very much, Rebecca. Thanks, Noah. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.